So the November election over, but new work has started in earnest for Massachusetts Governor-elect Maura Healey as she prepares for the state's corner office. Will her transition into the governorship and Governor Baker's transition out of it be smooth? WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks joins us now from the newsroom. Anthony, welcome back.
Hey, good to be here, Tiziana.
So does it seem like the Healey transition is on track, Anthony?
Yeah, I think it seems like it is on track. She's following a route that's been followed by previous newly elected governors, including Charlie Baker 8 years ago. And she's pretty much following the same schedule. She set up a transition structure, which is made up of six teams that focus on six key policy areas, each staffed by people with particular expertise in those areas. So those areas include housing, transportation, climate readiness, jobs in the economy, youth and young adults, and then what they're calling safe and healthy communities, which is everything from healthcare to mental health and substance use and recovery to law enforcement resources for safe and healthy communities. So, yeah, that process is on track.
So, headlines so far from that big transition team, Anthony?
Well, I think the headline is that they're on track. I think that's one of them. Also, that hundreds of people from across Massachusetts have applied for jobs in the new administration. They applied through a website launched by Healey's transition team a few weeks ago. Lieutenant Governor-elect Kim Driscoll is chairing the transition effort, and I spoke to her about this, and she talked about this pool of applicants. She said it includes more than 750 people from across the state. Here's a bit of what she said.
The key to having a successful organization is building out a team that wants to do the work. So it's really encouraging to think that we have, you know, almost 1,000 individuals who said, hey, put me in, coach, right? I want to play.
And residents were also, through that web portal, they were able to offer suggestions for what the new administration should focus on. And Driscoll said the top issues are housing and affordability.
So that 700 number really strikes me, Anthony. You know, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu was just in here yesterday talking about her first year and that one of her challenges was hiring in that first year.
Yeah.
Is 700 a lot of people raising their hand and saying, put me in, coach?
I think it is, and it's a great question. And actually, before I came on air today, I wanted to go back and try to compare that number to how many people applied for the Baker administration and the Deval Patrick administrations before that. And I didn't come up with that number, but it does sound like a pretty big number. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, they obviously have a short list of people that they want to bring into the administration, and to be able to have a pool of applicants from all across the Commonwealth that is close to 1,000 people, as Kim Driscoll says, that sounds like a healthy interest in public service at the state level to me.
So as you noted, the last basis of comparison we have is when Governor Charlie Baker did his transition 8 years ago. I know you did go back and look. Any other interesting points of comparison that you would highlight?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, the sense I get about the incoming Healey administration is it's going to be pretty steady as she goes, and there's going to be a lot of consistency from the Baker administration to the Healey administration. Yeah, so I looked back 8 years ago, Baker had set up the same idea, a bunch of transition teams. He focused on schools, jobs in the economy, health, community, like neighborhoods and that kind of stuff, and something that was sort of near and dear to his heart, better government. But with the exception of that sort of heading of better government, you know, schools, jobs in the economy, health in the community, very similar focus to what Maura Healey is doing right now. So I was struck by that. She's, you know, really using the same template. And I think there's going to be a remarkable amount of consistency in how the Commonwealth is governed when we transition from Baker to Healey.
Okay, so Anthony Brooks, sit tight. We will come back to you in a little bit, but I want to bring in a voice and have a conversation here with Michael Curry, who is the CEO of the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers. He's on the line. He is co-chairing Governor-elect Healey's Health Committee Transition Team. Michael, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Glad to be back with you.
So this Health Committee, tell us what it's focused on.
Yeah, I think, as was said, it's a huge mandate and a credit to Governor-elect Healey and Lieutenant Governor Driscoll for convening these transition committees. I have flashbacks, a good flashbacks, to 17 years ago when I served on Deval Patrick's transition team. At that time, the CEO of Blue Cross, which is where I worked at the time, Jim Hunt at the Mass League Community Health Centers, and Tom Glenn co-chaired the health committee. And that work was pretty intense, fielding interest and concerns and issues from community, and then policy experts, and then putting that into a package report for then Governor Patrick. I think that work is the same now, 17 years later.
And that's the same Tom Glenn, I'm assuming, Michael, who's now doing transportation in this transition.
Exactly. And it's interesting that Tom and I are back again doing this work 17 years later. But I think it's phenomenal. Credit to them. They put together a phenomenal group of leaders in community advocacy and health policy and health equity and the health insurance space, the provider space, the hospital space. And over the course of the next several weeks, we'll think about all the critical issues that candidate Mara Healey, Attorney General Mara Healey, was lifting up as the critical issues, and then those that we bring to the conversation as well. And then we'll package that and provide that to the administration for their consideration. It is a phenomenal process. I am glad that Governor-elect Healey is doing this, because it says that she's already coming in willing to listen to community, listening to the various sectors, and being ambitious and aspirational about what we can do as a state.
So, Michael, I want to dig in on this a little bit, because when I heard that you were on this particular transition team, I immediately began thinking about all the conversations that we had here on Radio Boston with you, especially in the early days of the pandemic. Questions around health equity and outcomes and safety and whether we were making the right public health policies, et cetera. So you, Michael Curry, who, as the head of the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers, went through that. What are the priorities that you're bringing to this transition team where you're thinking, here's what we have got to get right with great care, not so much for a particular governor-elect, but for this Commonwealth in this moment, given what you know?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to preempt the work that we'll do together or the focus that the Healey administration wants to put on this process. I will say, just to your question, what I bring a focus on. So I think, you know, there's some pillars to our system: affordability or cost, quality and access, right? Those are the key aspects of the system. Can we address the affordability issues that keep people from care? So they're choosing between paying their bills and a prescription drug or going to get a visit with their primary care provider. Can we deal with the access issues, particularly on the heels of COVID-19, where there's a workforce crisis? Many people are leaving the profession, are burnt out, are retiring, and now there's a deferred care crisis where people have not received the substance use disorder, the mental health, the physical, the health, the cancer screenings are down. How do we get people back into care? So I think there's a lot for us to be thinking about in those three: quality, cost, affordability. But then I add access, choice, I should say, and equity. How can we now center equity in everything we do as a Commonwealth? And I think that's what I'll bring to those conversations, that no matter what the conversation is, how are we doing it in a way that eliminates health disparities, that ensures that Black, brown, poor, immigrant, rural folks have the health care they need when they need it at the cost that they can afford?
So, Michael, will the public, you talked about the governor-elect, you feel good that you feel like the governor-elect is valuing community input. Will there be eyes in for the public to your process, to how the transition team is working? And when can the public expect to see whatever deliverable you're producing on your committee for this governor's transition?
Well, you know, when you're appointed to these roles, you smartly know to refer those questions to the campaign and the committee, that they have to figure those pieces out. Then my job is pretty narrow, which is to be a convener, a facilitator of the conversation, and then to work with a phenomenal group of young leaders that she's pulled together as her transition team, her staff, to really capture what we discuss and put that into a report. I'm confident knowing Mara Healey, that she'll make what is presented to her available for the public. And the website, and I want to just stress this, the Healey Driscoll Transition.com, includes an opportunity for people to share their ideas. There's a button at the top of the screen so that you share your ideas, and whether it's health or housing or climate or the other areas, I think people should receive her invitation to share their concepts, their thoughts, their policy recommendations. That is how government should work. It should be participatory, and I think she's starting off the administration the right way.
We're talking about the transition between Governor-elect Maura Healey into the office as Governor Charlie Baker transitions out. Michael Curry is with us, President and CEO of the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers, who co-chairs the Health Transition Committee. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks is still with us from the newsroom. Anthony, I'm going to bring you in here. Do you have any additional questions for Michael Curry?
Oh, yeah. It's great to talk to you, Michael, and thanks for being here.
Same here.
I do have a question. Yeah, I'd love to get your perspective on this. The sense that I get looking at the names that Healey has brought on to these transition teams, and I think it's great that she brought you on, by the way, but to me it signals that Healey is assembling a pretty moderate administration. I mean, experienced, competent, but it seems like it includes lots of experienced insiders. And I'm thinking of names like Danielle Cerny, who's directing the transition. I'm thinking of names like Gina McCarthy, former EPA administrator, who served also under Republican governors. You mentioned Thomas Glynn, who's leading the Transportation Committee, an MBTA insider. So, sorry, that's a long run-up to the question. Fair to sort of assess this as a kind of, you know, very well-qualified, experienced group of people, but moderate as well, in a kind of that will sort of represent a consistency from the Baker administration to the new administration.
Yeah, I mean, I've been impressed. Folks have been calling me, of course, because of their interest in serving the administration, and I redirect them to the campaign, of course. But when I look at the list across all the different areas, and I think about folks like Reverend Mariama White-Hammond, or Betty Francisco, or in the economic development and job side, or Manny Lopes, who was at East Boston Health Center, now at Blue Cross Blue Shield. Juan LaPera, who's been working around the health equity movement with many of us. She's put a team together that I think folks should have a sense of comfort that you have representation at the table that will be championing the things that you care about. If you care about access and affordability and cost, if you care about health equity and addressing COVID-19 and the flu season that we're coming into, you have really competent, qualified people there fighting. Teron Dorsey at Eastern Bank is another example. Elsie Tavares at Mass General Brigham. When I tell you it's a dream team of community folk, activists, and I think we have a lot of work to do. And then we need to reach out to communities that are not at the table, that are not named to these committees, and we need to get their input as well. And I think this group is committed to that.
So, Michael Curry, before we let you go, I do want to ask you, is there any chance that your service on this transition team indicates you might be a cabinet secretary in this new government?
If I got a dime for every time I got that question, I would have a little bit of money right now. You know what? Reality is, I've been here before. Again, as I mentioned, I was on Deval Patrick's transition team as a staffer. I worked on Mayor Walsh's transition team, Mayor Belzotti in Brockton, and Mayor Sullivan supported him once he became governor and worked with him and some of his work. So I've been here before. I think my role is as a health policy person, as a community health center person, to support their efforts to do this work of providing better health care in Massachusetts. That's the only role that I will serve in this process. But I'm honored that people think that I would be a candidate for any job in the public space.
All right. Michael Curry, CEO of the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers. Thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with the work.
Thank you.
So, Anthony Brooks, back to you now. Reactions to everything you just heard?
Well, really interesting. And I guess sort of what I'm really focused on going forward as we head toward the holidays is, you know, we're going to begin to hear about cabinet appointments. We should be hearing that. Again, I was looking back at the timing of the Baker administration 8 years ago, and as we rolled in toward the sort of Christmas holiday season, we began learning who was going to be serving on his cabinet. And so that will be really interesting to see. And again, sort of the question that I was getting at there with Michael Curry, my guess is that we're going to see some cabinet picks that are going to really represent a kind of consistency from the Baker administration to this new Healey administration. I may be wrong about that, but I'm getting that sense so far.
So we've got about 90 seconds. I do want to do a plus one, Anthony, because we've spoken with you so much here on the show about state Republican leadership, and we have seen real eruption, if not disruption, in the Mass GOP since the kind of washout in the election. Not clear yet whether the current head, Jim Lyons, is going to run again. What are you watching for and seeing there?
It's just a really interesting moment for the state GOP. It was pretty much lost all across the board. It's got no Republican members of the congressional delegation. It faces a supermajority on Beacon Hill. And, it ran Jeff Deal for governor, who got trounced by Maura Healey by a 2-1 margin. So Jim Lyons' embrace of the sort of Donald Trump wing of the Republican Party hasn't worked out for the Republican Party in Massachusetts. So it does seem like it's time for a reckoning. And I'm wondering if that's going to happen. And I don't know the answer to that, because this isn't the first time that the state GOP has faced this moment of reckoning. So we'll see what happens. But there is clearly, this is happening in state Republican parties across the country that didn't do well in this last election. And people are beginning to say, hey, wait a minute, maybe we should be moving in a different direction. We'll see if that happens in Massachusetts as well.
In the implied different direction being less Trump, more local.
Yeah. Yeah. And in Massachusetts, it's like, will the GOP go back to a sort of Charlie Baker type of Republican and run them, because they win? And Trump-style Republicans don't win in Massachusetts.
All right, WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, we are going to be talking to you about this more, I know, in the weeks ahead. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.